I've been sitting here listening to people sharing their southern accent on these videos, and I've just got to tell you that it hurt my ears.
I start with the politically incorrect song Dixie because we're going south this week. Blue Bears versus Atlanta. What year do you think they first played each other?
1946.
Wrong. Atlanta was a early player in the AFL. They had a handshake deal to go into the AFL in 1965. Pete Rozelle stepped in and gave them an NFL franchise in 1966. The Chicago Football Bears played them that very first year.
God bless Google.
All right, the team was named by Miss Julia Griffith, the school teacher, because she said the Falcon is proud and dignified.
And Peter Griffin would be proud of his grandmother.
She wrote that in a letter to the team. The Bears lead the series 14-13, and they've never met in the postseason. So the only significant game I could find in our lifetime was September 11, 2011. On that fateful anniversary, 10 years after the day, the Bears prevailed 30-12. And when you were slinging drinks at the mutiny.
Ah, yes, the mutiny. And speaking of which, all you mutineers out there, Club Lago opening this Sunday, Bears Atlanta Mutiny Reunion. Be there!
All right, the Mutiny Reunion. All right, the final score prediction show, prediction of Lou Dickman for the Bears at Atlanta.
Atlanta 32, Bears 33.
Wow, they win the game by losing. That's great. Lou Christian Cavallari breaks her silence on the Jay Cutler divorce.
Oh, Jay's back. All right.
In this week's issue of People magazine, Lou, these crazy kids had problems for years, which was intensified when Christian was successful on her reality show.
I didn't realize she had one.
She did. Very Cavallari. And Jay would often make appearances on the show.
Gee.
Often he looked drunk.
Not him. Teetotaler.
She decided to stop the show after three seasons, so she's no longer doing that show. So they're still working this thing out. I think they got joint custody.
Of what?
The kids. Of their Nashville mansion. I don't know. All right. Your power. You have any topics before we go to the power rankings of the week, Lou?
Well, I'm just very unimpressed with the impressive start of the Bears. Definitely a lot better than those goddamn Giants. And by the way, what are you thinking, picking the Giants as a lock? You deserve to be out of the lock.
Ooh.
My God, the Giants.
There will be no Lou Dickman save for Dale Spook Grossman.
No, there won't be. No, are you kidding? I'm not hopping in with a new rule. My God, the earth will part. Hell no.
There you go. This has been a really great summer for the Rules Committee. All right, the power rankings of the week. Rank the Southern food icons, Lou. We got grits, sweet tea, black-eyed peas, chicken fried steak, and fried green tomatoes. Lou, your number five Southern food icon.
All four are suck except for grits.
All right, so, but you don't have a particular order.
No, they all taste like shit.
You don't like sweet tea?
No, God, no.
You don't like...
Malort doesn't even taste as bad as sweet tea.
How about black-eyed peas? I've never been a fan.
Never had one.
Oh, you never had? Come on, you don't like a chicken fried steak?
No, I like my steak grilled and medium rare.
And fried green tomatoes, not a fan.
No, tomatoes should be red.
All right, there you go. And grits is the number one.
Yeah, with real butter. Real butter just plopped right in there, dipping your yolk, getting it all over the front of your t-shirt, and then heading over to Yakko's for a chili dog. That's living.
Do you like shrimp and grits? The variation.
I do like shrimp and I do like grits, yes.
Yeah, you should have shrimp and grits. Your question of the week, if your life were a reality show, Lou, what activity would you regularly have on the show and why?
Oh, definitely katas, because it is very important to start every day out with a nice kata to get mind with body.
And what is a kata, Lou?
It's something that you put in lasagna.
All right. The mystery continues. Doesn't get better than that, apparently. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week!
And
Sabres!
This is the commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right now. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Southern Heritage Society. When you need to not know about anything having to do with the South, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou Southern Jew!